This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Welcome to the Ministry of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We trust that the upcoming message will inspire, encourage, and motivate you to apply what you learn as you live out your faith in Christ at home and at work each day. At the end of the message, you'll find information on how to contact Living on the Edge or obtain additional resources. Now, here's Chip.
For the next 8 weeks, doing less and loving more, thinking about the relationships that matter the most, and getting those deeper and richer than ever before. And when the fall comes, I mean, everybody's sort of ramping up. After American Idol, do you know what the number one, or I guess it'd be number two, show watched traditionally for the last couple years? Dancing with the Stars. Did you realize that we want to watch people dance that much? Now, I got to tell you that for most of you, you would say, I don't think I'm going to take my moves national. But down deep in my heart, I mean, I'm not there yet, but I think I'd like to try that. But probably not. But most of us, keep your day job. I got that one. But the fact of the matter is, even though most of us are probably not going to think, you know, the national dancing move is where we're going to land, I've observed something. I've observed there's a dance that is done. It's done all over the country. In fact, many places around the world, but it's uniquely done in the Silicon Valley. And I call it the Silicon Valley Shuffle. The music is very, very fast. The rhythm is very, very upbeat. And the people, I mean, they don't just semi-dance. They dance with intensity and passion and often to the point of fatigue. There's four words that describe the Silicon Valley Shuffle as I watch it at times in my own life and in the lives of lots of friends. It's bigger, better, faster, and more. That's kind of the Silicon Valley. See, we're innovators. We make it happen. We're global. We scale things. So if it's done someplace else and not originated here, which is very unlikely, actually, because the best comes out of the Silicon Valley, and we find it, and then we figure out how to get it going better. And so it used to be that you could have information in something this big, and then this big, and then this big, and then this big, and then pretty soon those chips get so small and all the information in the world gets on them. And then we send them all over the world, and then we need to be at the cutting edge, and we need to get the market share, and we're moving faster and quicker and better. And then we apply that to other things. And so we live at a pace where if you don't want to work till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, go work someplace else. That's what it takes here. And then pretty soon you think about bigger, better, faster, more. Well, you got to do that with your kids. So if they're going to be really good, you got to start them young. So like 2 years old, they're playing soccer. You know, 3 years old, they can't pick up the bat, but they're trying to get it off that tee ball. And you know what? You know, if you really want them to do well, then you get that tutor. I have a friend who told me his parents got him a tutor in sixth grade, and half a day every Saturday he was preparing for the SATs. His sister scored a perfect score on both the SAT and the ACT. Went to an Ivy League school, and now has changed her phone number twice and has no contact with her family. Does not want to ever talk to them ever again. See, the Silicon Valley Shuffle is about pressure and about demand and about making it happen. And it's very unconscious, and the music is always playing 24/7. Vegas may never shut down, you know, but I'll tell you, the Silicon Valley drive and the push, these four words, wherever you're living, there's this pressure. It's got to be better. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be faster. And then if it gets better and bigger and faster, then you look at what you've got, and then it's got to be more. And the music just speeds up. And it produces something. Produces this desire to be all and to do all and to have it all. We don't say it, but our lives reflect that, you know, I've got to be it all. I've got to do it all. I've got to have it all. So I put three things that over time this will produce. It's created a very, very complex world that moves too fast, that delivers too little, and demands too much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?